magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's January 13th, 2015. And listening friend, I am so pumped. I just finished praying up this program with Lene. She's Lene Smith. She's the regional director of Alpha, housed out of Chicago. They look after the Alpha courses and a lot of resources for churches and individuals that want to host Alpha at their church or home or in various venues, and we're going to talk all about Alpha today, and I'm very excited to share Lene with you. We've been communicating for about the past 8 or 10 days, dozens of emails and some phone conversations, and after I was setting up, getting permission to air Alpha over the frequencies of Great News Radio, I began to think, you know, I want to have another week of building up the Alpha program because I'm so sold on it. I've been participating in it for over a year. I've seen it transform lives. I've been so encouraged and blessed just by Nikki Gumbel's presentation and teaching that I thought I want to give our listeners another week. So I thought, who could I have on Monday and Tuesday to talk about Alpha and how they've seen God use it in their lives and in the lives of the people they've helped host it for? And so yesterday, if you were tuned in, you heard from Helen Kaufman. She's a senior saint in the Urbana area. She attends Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church, and it was through Helen and Milo Kaufman that I got involved with the Alpha group along with Holly. And as I've shared over the past months and especially yesterday, how I saw God at work through it. Well, today I got a hold of Lene Smith. She's the regional director, as mentioned, of Alpha, housed out of Chicago. And Lene, I am so glad we got to pray up today's program. It seems like we're both on the same page. We know how God can use this. We know how God has used it in our own lives. And we just know the power of somebody presenting clearly God's word, God's redemptive plan, God's heart for people. And it seems like you've been touched through Alpha. So how about starting off by sharing a little of what Alpha is all about, your role with Alpha, and how you personally have seen God use it in your life, and how God has brought you to this point to being the regional director.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. It's wonderful to be here with you, and hello to all the Great News Radio listeners. Thank you again for this opportunity to share. Alpha is an opportunity to explore life in the Christian faith in a friendly, open, and informal environment. It's typically 10 weeks long, and Alpha has three main elements. The first element is a meal. The second element is a teaching on a different aspect of the Christian faith. And the third element is the small group discussion time. And just to give you a little bit of my story of how it came to be that I am in this position as the regional director of Alpha Chicago, my story started not in Chicago, but actually in the small town of Rochester, Indiana, where I grew up on a farm. And I grew up in a loving Christian household where I went to church and considered myself a Christian, went to school at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana, and then decided to make the jump and move from my 6,500-person town to the big city of Chicago. And it was about 6 months to a year after I'd been in Chicago where I had had a wonderful experience. I had a great job. I was working for a real estate broker. I was selling high-end single-family homes in the city of Chicago. I had a wonderful boyfriend, a loving and supportive family, and on paper, my life looked amazing. But the reality, on the inside, I was utterly empty, and honestly, I was just exhausted from trying to fill this void I had had in my life for a long time. And I realized one day that I needed to go back to church. A friend of mine who I worked with in real estate had invited me to a local church, and I came and heard about Alpha. Alpha was advertised as a place to come and ask your questions about Christ, come and share those things that you may disagree with, or come and share the ways that maybe the church or Christianity or other Christians have hurt you in the past, and just it's a place to dialogue. It's a place to really explore what the Christian faith is all about in a relaxed, non-pressured environment. And so I heard about this, and I kind of was thinking to myself, well, you know, I don't really have any questions. I grew up in church. I kind of know, you know, what Christianity is about, but it'll be a really good way for me to reconnect with God. And little did I know going on the Alpha course that I would have just an amazing experience. I enjoyed the meal. I enjoyed the teaching on a different aspect of Christianity. But it was really during the small group discussion time that I felt loved and accepted for who I was as a person for the first time in my life. And that experience was transformative. And it helped me to see the Christian faith with a new perspective. Because although I had known about Christianity in the past and considered myself a Christian, it was kind of like hearing for the first time that Jesus Christ loves me, all of my past, all of my mistakes, all of my sinfulness, and he wants to have a relationship with me. And that was really exciting. So one of the parts of Alpha is a weekend away where they talk about the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And the idea of going on a weekend away with a bunch of people that I'd only known for about 6 weeks didn't sound very appealing to me. I was wondering if it was going to be weird or, you know, what was going to happen there. But I just felt an urging that I should go. I should at least check it out because I had committed to this Alpha course and I should at least get the full experience. So I came on the weekend away and we were talking about who is the Holy Spirit, what does the Holy Spirit do, and how can you be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was asked at that point if I wanted to put my faith in Christ, if I wanted to accept him into my heart and trust him. And even though I had prayed that prayer numerous times growing up and throughout childhood, I felt just a new sense of wanting to do life with God and stop doing it on my own. So actually, I had carried around a lot of anger and a lot of bitterness from a traumatic experience that I had as a child. And in that moment of praying that prayer and inviting Jesus to come into my life and to fill me with his presence, God took away that anger and that bitterness that I had been harboring in my heart for all those years. And he gave me a love for people. And also with that love, he gave me a desire to see other people experience the same life transformation that I had had through Alpha. So about a year and a half later, I had an opportunity to work for Alpha Chicago. And at the time, I was selling real estate. I didn't really think that the timing was going to work. But nonetheless, I took a step of faith and decided I would at least go for the interview. And I was hired on the spot, and I actually called our executive director after the interview and said, Gerard, I'm not really sure if I can actually take this job. I haven't talked to my boss in real estate yet. I'm not sure if I can leave that job. And he was like, oh, I trust that if God's in it, it will work out. And it did. And that was back in December of 2010 that I began working for Alpha. And then in July of 2013, I was promoted from assistant regional director to regional director overseeing Alpha in Chicago. And what I have the privilege of doing is helping to equip pastors and folks like maybe some of the Great News listeners who want to run Alpha in their home or in their church. I have the pleasure of training them, helping them to run Alpha according to the recipe. And then we are also all donor-funded, so I raise my own support as well. And it's an amazing journey. I love being able to see what God is doing and be a part of his work in Chicago and around the world. And it's a wonderful privilege.
Now, have you found that God has a divine sense of humor? I mean, here's someone like yourself who grew up in the church and kind of knew the tenets, knew the things that you're supposed to do, the rights and wrongs, but then grew into that relationship with Jesus through the Alpha course and kind of that awakening in your heart and mind that he loves you, that he cares for you. But then you're in this nice paying job, you know, homes in the Chicagoland area. I'm sure there's some nice commissions and compensation. And then the Lord says, but Lene, I have something special for you to do, and it's not going to be the same kind of income. In fact, you're going to have to go out and ask people to help support you. So do you kind of sit back sometimes and think, what are you doing with me, God?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a big step of faith to leave a secure job in real estate to something where I would have to be raising my own support. And God has certainly tested my faith in a number of areas, a number of different times. Although I will say it is a great privilege to be able to sit with people, to hear their giftings, their talents, to understand how God has blessed them. And whether it's in a church setting or an individual who may be considering giving funds to Alpha, my role is to help them to understand their giftings and to use them to give back to God in some way. So it's a great privilege to understand what people's gifts are and to help them find ways to be a blessing to others.
Yeah, to be that conduit, to find people with resources and then channel those resources towards ministry, redemptive works of God like Alpha, so that they can be participatory and yet also be blessed through the Alpha course themselves if they attend or through the training that you give. Gosh, I'm thinking of so many different things. One of the reasons why I wanted to have permission and have the Alpha series over the broadcast of Great News Radio is because I know how gifted Nikki Gumbel is as a teacher, as a presenter, as a follower of Jesus. But I do know that you also miss out on that fellowship time, the meal, the question and answers, the very non-threatening environment where you can kind of wrestle through with some of these concepts and have people to talk with. And so I'm also thinking, you know, when the series is finished in the next 10 or 12 weeks, I'm thinking, I wonder if Great News Radio should also host a community-wide Alpha course where we can meet, and maybe I can get some restaurants to underwrite the cost for the dinners and do some things. But God wants to work this through people's homes and through the church. So what role could you have for our Great News Radio listeners so they can get in touch with you, maybe have their questions answered, figure out what to do, what's the next step, how to run it? Maybe we'll even have you come down and put on a presentation so that various churches can come together and ask questions and learn how Alpha could fit into their church calendar or schedule.
Yeah, I would love to come down and talk about how Alpha could fit into either a church calendar or schedule, or the life maybe of one of the Great News Radio listeners who's thinking, this sounds really great. I would love to reach out to my neighbors or my coworkers, or, you know, maybe my son is in a basketball league and we can run Alpha for teenagers. There's actually Alpha in a number of different contexts, and I would love to come down and share what some of those possibilities may be, what are the opportunities for people who are interested in learning more about Alpha, and what could it look like for folks to use Alpha as a tool. And so the best number to reach me would be 574, still my Indiana number, so 574-532-5691. Again, 574-532-5691. Or another wonderful resource is our website, which is alphausa.org. Again, alphausa.org. And there actually are two different websites housed in one. So just by going to alphausa.org, that is a site that is for folks who are interested in learning more about Christ, interested in learning a little bit more of what the Alpha course entails and who it's for. However, if you are maybe someone who is a church pastor or a volunteer in a church, you're a Christ follower and you want to understand how to use Alpha as a tool, if you click on Run on the right-hand side of alphausa.org, it takes you to another website which is designed to equip folks who want to actually run the course to do so.
Yeah, I'm so thoroughly pleased with the series that I've been involved in the last year and seeing the impact it's had on people's lives and people that were tuned in yesterday. I was singing praises to how God has used Alpha, not only in my life, but I've seen people come to Christ, people desiring to be baptized. It's really touched a number of international students that after they came to Christ, I had them in the studio to share some of their testimonies. So it's a wonderful program. It's very God honoring. And I think when Nikki Gumbel started it years ago, it was mainly to equip new believers or help ground people in their Christian faith. But more and more seekers started showing up to where they really saw this as an evangelistic tool to not only fortify those that are maybe new in the faith, but introduce people to the concept that God loves them and has a plan and purpose for their life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Alpha was started at a church called Holy Trinity Brompton in London. And London is very secular in terms of their society. And Nicky Gumbel was an associate vicar at Holy Trinity Brompton, and he was put in charge of the new membership class. And people came in, and he realized that rather than orienting them to the church, Holy Trinity Brompton, he needed to take a step back and orient them to Christianity because they couldn't articulate the basics. And so he went to his pastor, Sandy Miller, and said, you know, what do you have that I can teach people the basics? And so Sandy Miller gave him something that he had been using for seekers in home groups. And Nikki then took that material and turned it into what Alpha is today. It's a 10-week course with three components, the meal, the teaching on a different aspect of Christianity, and the small group discussion time. He began using Alpha in his church, and it began to grow. And other churches took notice and said, what are you doing? So in 1993, they held a conference, and 1,000 churches came to see what Nicky Gumbel was doing in this little church in the heart of London. Hmm. And they were blown away. And so then this organization called Alpha International was formed, and they began producing materials and equipping other churches to use Alpha in their context. And so it's been amazing to see how God has taken something with very humble beginnings and expanded it. So there's one Alpha and many contexts. There's Alpha for military, Alpha for youth, Alpha for campus students, Alpha in prisons, Alpha for senior citizens. And Alpha can be used in the home as well as the church. I've actually heard of an Alpha being run in a halfway house or on a basketball court. It's being run in all different denominations throughout the Christian church, everything from Protestant to Catholic. And actually, there's one church out in the Plainfield area who had 600 people attend Alpha at their Catholic parish. So it's amazing to see how God is using Alpha and how God is blessing it and how people are coming to know Him, finding a life of hope and peace and joy like they've never had before.
And Lene, we're trying something new by providing some of the Alpha teaching over the airwaves, which is kind of a new experience for you, right?
Yes, it is a new experience, and I'm very excited for the opportunity and also to just see what God will do through the airing of Alpha over Great News Radio.
Well, my hope, Lene, as I'm thinking through and praying this up over the coming weeks, as we get listener feedback to the various topics like who is Jesus, why did Jesus die, how can we have faith, how and why do I pray? There's just so many great topics that Nicky Gumbel's going to share. And he's such a clear and fun and delightful and colorful communicator that I know our listeners will really receive a lot of blessing. But I'm thinking, just off the top of my head, I got to pray this up some more, but maybe at the end of March, maybe as springtime enters into our area, we'll have you come down. We'll have an Alpha night where we can gather people that maybe want to put this together in their home or at their business or in their church. They can come and ask questions. You'll have some materials available. And as we get a lot of feedback over the coming weeks where people are saying, this is a fantastic program, I want to do it for my neighbors, can Lene come down and help equip me? We can do that in March, but if they want to get a hold of you maybe today or this week, give us your phone number again and the Alpha USA website.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be more than willing to come down and share the tool of Alpha that God has given us that He's using in a mighty way in Chicago. The best place to reach me is 574-532-5691. Again, 574-532-5691. You can also go on our website, alphausa.org. Again, alphausa.org. Click on Run. And then you actually can go to, there's a specific website for Chicago, and there's more information that can be found there as well.
Well, Lene, thanks for being available. Lene Smith is the regional director for Alpha USA, housed out of Chicago. And in our closing 30 or so seconds, how can we be praying for you and the Alpha ministry in the days ahead?
Well, thank you. I definitely covet your prayers. I know that God works through prayer in mighty ways. And we have seen God do tremendous things in the growth of Alpha Chicago. And we just want to see his name be made famous in Chicagoland. We want to honor him, and we want to see more and more people come to faith through Christ, through Alpha. And so just pray that we would be faithful and obedient to his calling in our lives.
Will do. Well, Lene, thanks for being available. Listening friend, you're going to hear radio spots all week long. May this be a catalyst for you to carve out some time on Monday and Tuesdays to tune in for the future programs on Mark and Friends that'll be about Alpha, which will cover a lot of the Christian topics, knowing that there is more to life and how Jesus can be a part of your life because of God's love. And I hope you can schedule time on Monday and Tuesday in the days ahead to tune in. Well, thanks, Lene, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much. I'll be praying that this bears much fruit. God bless.
Well, that was Lene Smith, the regional director of Alpha USA, housed out of Chicago. For sure, I'll be bringing her down in later March, but if you need to get in touch with her, her phone number is 574-532-5691. That's 574-532-5691, or stop by alphausa.org, alphausa.org. Well, isn't that Lene a sweetie? She sold out to the Lord and wants to assist you in helping to bring others to Christ through this resource, this tool called the Alpha Course. Be praying now. Maybe you want to bring it to your neighborhood, your church, your place of business, or introducing it to your civic group or whatever. I didn't know that Alpha had all those different specifics with reaching out to the prison ministry or senior saints or youth and so on. So you're going to hear in the following Monday and Tuesdays, beginning January 19th and 20th, you'll hear from the Alpha founder, Nikki Gumbel. And I think on that 19th and 20th, before presenting the weeks 1 through 10, I'll play some of Nikki Gumbel's testimony and often what's shared during the introduction dinner when the Alpha group is put on, like in a home or church or community group. So tell a friend, find that skeptic or that person that's seeking after the Lord, or maybe someone new in the faith or a senior saint that may catch the vision and want to host this, to tune in next Monday and Tuesday as we see how God will use Alpha for our Great News Radio listening family. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.